wanted to talk bathrooms today, and I thought, well, who am I going to bring in to talk about trends and products in bathrooms? I thought, well, let's call the people that do 750 bathrooms a year. Let's call Rebath. So Kurt graciously gave up his Saturday and somehow roped Lori into coming in as well. Lori, we appreciate it. Let's finish the hour here. And we've talked a little bit of fun, history of bathrooms and stuff like that. But let's finish the hour, Lori, about trends. When someone's considering a bathroom remodel, looking forward, what are the things you're seeing becoming more and more popular?
Like I said, the biggest trend we see in the bathroom right now is taking out bathtubs or side-by-sides in the master bedrooms, master bathrooms, and putting in big, large showers. We have a lot of natural stone that we're selling a lot of. The flooring is becoming, plank flooring is very popular right now. You can get porcelain tile that looks just like wood, and it the way that the technology is, it's becoming more and more real-like.
We're not putting any wood floors in bathrooms, are we?
No,
yeah,
but
that's
you can
just
have
asking
that look.
For trouble. Yeah, that porcelain faux wood is a good looking look. Very, very popular throughout the house right now. But y'all are seeing a lot of it in the bathrooms.
Yeah, all over the house. As far as in kitchens, especially, one of the new trends is frameless cabinets. Those that do not have that face frame, it's typically traditionally it came from Europe. But the style has spread to the U.S. Actually, in Europe, when people move, they take their cabinets with them. So while this is not really taken off in the U.S., the frameless look is. And it's very functional. You have, full access. It's easier to get into and more storage and modern looking.
Yeah, you eliminate that rail that takes up all that space that when you split it in half and put it on each side of the door. There's another soup can there, all the way to the depth of your cabinet.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, and I guess it happens in Europe, if somebody wants to change the look of their cabinets, if they're frameless, it's pretty easy because you could just take off the front, change the fronts out, and you have a totally new look in cabinets.
Because once you've got the doors closed and the drawers closed in that, all you see are the doors and the drawers. You don't see any of the face frame of the cabinet itself, so you're not having to deal with trying to get back there and resurface or faux finish that particular component. You just new doors and drawers, you got new cabinets.
You got it. Another look in cabinets that's becoming more popular is the thermofoil. Thermofoil is a surface finish that's applied to cabinets. It's a plastic material which is thermoformed to the profile of the cabinet. Typically, they have a high-quality sheen, and they may even incorporate some metallic elements in the finish. You can really get a totally different look if somebody's looking for something modern and different than you can get with wood or any other type of finish.
A much more durable finish than the old stain and lacquer finishes of the 70s, that's
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, you would expect to be refinishing those old cabinets, every 5 to 7 years. But now these are virtually bulletproof finishes that are going out on cabinets today. I'll tell you, it would be tough to be a custom cabinet manufacturer right now because what they're doing in the factories with the catalyzed varnish, which is really hard to do for the small custom shop, really takes that finish all the way to the next level.
It really does. It's phenomenal what they can do now.
All right. Well, we're running tight on time here. We've talked a lot about bathroom history, a little bit about trends. Y'all do 750 bathrooms a year. That's incredible to me. That's absolutely incredible. And if someone's considering a bathroom remodel and they wanted to get a hold of one of your designers that you send out to the house for free, how would they do that?
Just call our main office at 480-998-8900. 480-998-8900.
Kurt Kittleson, the founder of Rebath. Now back in the game. You had a nice little 20-year vacation, didn't you?
Not quite 20.
But he's back in the game. And Lori, thanks for coming in and giving up your Saturday. You always appreciate, we give up every Saturday. We always appreciate folks that give up a Saturday and come share their wisdom and their knowledge with all of our listeners.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We love the opportunity to work with you and such a great team.
Bathroom Remodeling by Rebath. And again, let's give the phone number one more time. Y'all have a pretty impressive website, too.
480-998-8900. 8,900.
And can that be a universal redirecting for someone listening in Flagstaff or Prescott, Tucson?
Yes.
Are there regional numbers?
Well, that will ring our office. We do not handle Tucson.
Okay.
There's a Rebath franchise in Tucson,
gotcha.
But that's not us.
That'll be your Prescott, Flagstaff, and
yep.
Phoenix.
Very good.
Correct.
Got it.
All right, folks. Well, that wraps up Rosie on the House for this particular beautiful Saturday morning. We would hope that y'all would all have a great week. Don't get scared and don't be fearful. We're going to be back next Saturday.
And if you're considering solar, wait till after next Saturday. We've got the experts in.
We've got Harmon Solar coming in. And if you're an SRP district in particular and been holding off, we've got some really great news for y'all next Saturday. Harmon Solar.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.